The show you're about to hear is a member of the Plains Talkers Podcast Network. To find out more, go to PlainsTalkersPodcast.com.
Greetings, salutations, and welcome to the Plains Talkers Podcast, a show by casuals for casuals. I'm your host, Will Benson, joined as always by my, hey, it's Saturday night and I ain't got no party, so I'm going to beat up on Will and Commander co-host Aramis Prez. Aramis, sir, how are you?
I got a question for you, Will.
Yes?
Odd or even?
And I should have lost. You are absolutely right. I read up about that. I was like, I should have been out far earlier than I was.
We'll
oh, Gisela sucks. I don't know why that wasn't his commander. But in any event, before we get started, we'd like to remind you that this episode and every episode of the Plains Talkers Podcast is sponsored by Kerwin's Game Store. Kerwin's Game Store is New York State's premier source for collectible card games, tabletop games, miniatures, comic books, retro video games, and toys. With their clean, open gaming areas available to everyone, Kerwin's provides a fun and inviting atmosphere for new and experienced gamers alike. With locations in Catskill, New York, and now on the second floor of the Poughkeepsie Gallery in Poughkeepsie, New York, Kerwin's is the absolute best place to go in gaming. They have an awesome website, KGS Online. That's Kite to Go Samuel, or, you know, it stands for Kerwin's Game Store. Online.com. Don't forget, you can get 5% off your online order when you use the promo code PlainsTalkers at checkout. We also want to take a second to recognize our patrons. Our rare level patrons are Spencer, Chiba Tank, Bell, Levi, George, David, Brian, Apollo, and our newest patron, Muerta's Favor, decided to join the Patreon. Thank you, buddy.
Nice.
We also want to shout out our mythic rare patron, Jonathan, as well as our producer level patrons, Ian, Kara, John, Jake, Jamie, and Vic. Listen, I say it every week, and it's never more true than it is this week and every week after. These people help out the show in very many ways. We could not do this show anymore without them. Without their help, they all get the opportunity to join us on Wednesday for Commander Craft, which I probably should put out in the Patreon, as well as now they get the pre- and post-game shows the shenanigans we do as an audio file. We're going to take the stuff that happens when we start our stream and end our stream, and it'll go out there. And maybe occasionally we'll churn off a little early, and Aramis and I will keep talking. You never know. So, but if you want to get in on that, go to patreon.com/planestalkers. Oh, and they also get first dibs at our Winnebox tournaments, which there is an announcement coming up later tonight. Finally, we want to remind you guys that Commander Craft is our Wednesday show where we play listeners like you using webcams and four-person commander. We are looking for two patrons right now. Starting tomorrow morning, we'll be looking for two anybodies to sit down with us and play with us this Wednesday night. Usually rolls around 7 p.m. Eastern. We usually get at least one game in. They've been turning into one games lately. Sometimes we'll try to get a second. But definitely, it's a lot of fun. It's just a nice, easy way to kind of split the week up and get you ready for the weekend. We also want to remind you that we are proud to be the flagship podcast for the Plains Talkers Network of Podcasts. Our sister show, Cantrip Cartel, is launched. They're on Anchor at anchor.fm/Cantrip Cartel. They deal with a lot of the, I don't want to just say legacy, because they're more like non-rotating formats. And yes, we are where Modern is kind of rotating now, but it's supposed to be an eternal format. And that's kind of their focus. They do standard. I said do. And they also speak about Commander occasionally, but for the most part, Legacy and Modern are their jams. They get great guests to come in and sit with them. It's an incredible show. Go find them, anchor.fm/Cantrip Cartel, or go to your local podcatcher, Apple, iTunes, Spotify. It's all in there. So also you can hit them up on our Discord. Discord.PlainsTalkersPodcast.com. They have their own little section. Finally, we are proud to remind you that we are a part of the Geek to Geek Media Network. This is a network of geeky podcasts and other content dedicated to promoting positivity and inclusion, as well as just showcasing some really great stuff. They have a ton of great podcasts and content. See more about it at geektogeekmedia.com. And I'm going to throw one extra in here. Yes, it's coming in Maine too. But I want to remind you guys that a week from this Saturday, not this coming Saturday, that's my wife's 50th, a week from this Saturday. We are going to be doing a special Commander Craft broadcast. We're going to be looking for players, and we're going to be looking for people to watch it. It's going to be going to Extra Life, benefiting the Albany Children's Hospital here, a charity very near and dear to both Aramis and I. Listen, Albany Children's Hospital saved my youngest son's life. All right, I'm not even kidding. He was born with a heart defect. He almost died. So this is a very near and dear charity to my heart. I really hope y'all can check it out. We're going to be looking for people to play CEDH early on, and then we're going to be moving throughout the day into other various formats. It will be mainly in Spell Table. To find out more, check out our Discord. I have the link in there about how you can donate to that. We really hope you'll join us. But we're still in Untap, and I am untapping my last beer, and I'm going to go need to buy more. Cosmic Queen, triple IPA, 9.3%. So, you know, we're about to go off the rails. And it's still untapped. So, Aramis, sir, how the hell are you?
I'm good. And I want to specify for the folks that might be listening to us that, you know, not live. So it's picking up later in the week. It's going to be Saturday, March 26th.
Yes, thank you.
I believe we're starting around 1 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern time. Yeah, around 1-ish.
Do it live!
Really early.
I'll write it and we'll do it live!
So early in the afternoon on Saturday, March 26th, until, you know, one of us passes out.
Yeah.
Which I can go for days.
And here's what's going to happen. I think I'm going to put together a Google form for people to sign up. So, you know, to try to get people to sign up to play.
Play slots or something.
Yeah, we'll do slots. I mean, it's going to be hard to say. I don't want to sit there and say 2 hours and have a game go three. But I also don't want to sit there and say we're going to play CEDH for 2 hours and we are all like, you know, we played like 9 games. So it's going to be a little like off the cuff and a little bit razzle dazzle. I'm not sure, to be quite honest, I have no idea how the hell we're going to produce this damn thing. But we really would love to have people participate. But again, sir, how are you today?
I'm doing well. You know, I'm looking forward to the stream on the 26th. You know, I'm gonna plug the hell out of that because you're helping kids, and that is always a good thing.
Absolutely.
You know, there's enough nasty nonsense going on in the world right now that we need some positivity, and this is a great way to, you know, to get some positive energy out there. And I really hope everybody joins us and, you know, pitch in what you can if you can. You know, we're not gonna ask for a lot. If you can only spare a dollar, that's totally fine.
Yes.
You know, it's not nothing. If you can't donate and you're just there to cheer us on, that's great too. But that's gonna be great. I'm doing pretty well. You know, we had a great weekend.
Yeah,
so Saturday we had a snowstorm roll through. You know, did another decent one. Luckily the storm on Wednesday, everything had already melted,
right?
So it didn't really affect us too much here. We ended up with about another 5 inches or 6 inches, so nothing terrible, and it was a lot like lighter and fluffier than the last round. And now most of it's melted again, and we're going to be in the 50s and 60s all week. So woo-hoo! Whatever.
Party is Saturday. Ha-ha.
Yeah, I think they said it might rain.
Yeah, I don't care. We'll be inside.
But yeah.
Beer's wet.
But Saturday night, you know, like you said, we'll talk about this in a little bit here. As we you had mentioned, you were playing MTGO during the day,
mm-hmm.
and then later on that, like at some point, you're like, oh, this is a great day for Spell Table. And I had messaged a couple hours later saying, hey, I'm down if you decide to do it. And it just kind of materialized, and we got a couple of games in, and it was great.
It was a good day. First of all, I mean, I decided on Friday night, I think, it might even been Thursday, to kind of start playing around with MTGO and the rental programs. I have sent an email to the rental program. Jake and Matt, if you're listening, I'm trying to get the four of us accounts. Hopefully they'll come behind the show. But I wanted to kind of play a little bit at MTGO. I have a feeling things are going to change there for the better. And I thought I'd try to get in and kind of be able to have a good idea of how things work, because I think I played it for like 10 minutes before I started playing Arena, you know, in the early days. And I loved it. I played a little bit of Atraxa Friday. It was oppressive. It wasn't as much fun. So I switched to a far more friendly deck, Omnath. And, I played Omnath for a while, and that was much more friendly. I got one game in. It took 2.5 hours because basically me and this other dude just kept popping off turns, like constantly popping off turns. He was playing like some sort of Simic deck, and he almost had it won, and he misplayed. And I basically took it over after that. It was a lot of fun, but then I sat there and I'm like, I kind of want to play paper. And you were, you know, I think I even posted in the Discord, like, the board state. My board state was stupid. Like, it was like...
I saw it.
It was like, I think somewhere it just said, see other screen. Okay, so, I mean, I managed to get Avenger of Zendikar out, and I think it created something like 200 insects. So, because I kept bouncing him. So, it was really a whole lot of fun. And then Saturday night after that, the first game, what it was, you, me, Ian, and Apollo. And Apollo had a new setup. Ian was trying a new deck. Ian's deck was a little... Ian got to pop off a little bit. He got to play his deck a little in game one. And then... but then Apollo had to leave game two, and that's where things got interesting for two reasons. First, I wasn't drinking beer on Saturday. I was drinking Captain and Cokes. So by game two, I don't know that I could have spelled my name. I'm not sure if I ever said it. So there was that. I'm sure I had sloppy play going everywhere. But
never.
We had not even a listener. What we did was we decided to open it up. Like, so we kind of I killed the table, went back to spell table, created a table, sent the link out and said, quick, hop in, and made it public. And so all of a sudden, this guy, Joe Thix, who's now following the show on Twitter, hopped in and joined us. And he was playing this Angel deck, which Scoop just got. He was not pleased.
Well, I think it wasn't so much the math problem. It was the math problem because Joe dropped a very early, it was like a turn five, I think.
Yeah,
Gisella. He played Gisella, Blade of Moon Knight, I think is what it's called. And, yeah. And that card, it doubles your damage and prevents half the damage coming in, rounded up. And it was the rounding that was the issue. I mean, it got solved. It wasn't that big of a deal.
Oh my god, that's right. I should have had. Okay, it doubles my man. It would have doubled my damage. So I still would have only took six. It wouldn't have made me take eight. Okay.
No, you would have taken six. So what ended up happening was that Will had an early mana crypt, kept losing the coin flip, and we forgot that Gisella affects everything.
Yes.
So he was taking three instead of six.
I should have been out wicked earlier.
Yeah. So, but you know, because I think I'm pretty sure the mana crypt ended up dealing about 24 damage to
it
you.
It did. It was doing.
You were very unlucky with the coin flips on Saturday night, but there were two very good games. I got to pop off game one with my Admiral Beckett Brass deck, which I really hadn't done in that fashion before. I was able to get Brass down on turn four on curve, and I had three pirates, and I just started stealing things, and it just got gross. Like when Ian scooped, that was because I'd flipped over Ragavan had flipped over a Radiant Destiny, so would have given all my pirates +1/+1 in vigilance. They're already getting it was gross.
Scooped.
I almost lost that game.
I was like, my commander was too slow. I was like, I'm not letting you take my commander. Fuck it, scoop.
I had a fast start without mana rocks. That's the thing that I liked about it. It was a fast start, but there weren't mana rocks involved until I started stealing mana rocks.
it was really quite awesome. We had a good time. We definitely have to do it again. I mean, I love doing Commander Craft. I love that we're sponsored. I love that it's a show. It's something that people schedule, and it's weekly, and it's awesome. But, you know, definitely hang around the Discord, because I think we're going to start doing it. There is no reason we can't do this more. And Aramis, there's no reason you can't do it more. You know, you just have to set yourself up, man. You can find players, because that was a whole lot of fun. We did broadcast it, so if you go to our station, it's not the best produced broadcast, because I do believe game two, I didn't realize that sound wasn't going out, because again, I was drinking Captain and Cokes, and I think I had, I counted four cans at my desk today, because I didn't come in here yesterday at all. So I believe I had four full Captain and Cokes.
Four more than I've ever had.
It was incredible. It was good. Listen, I you know, a little side tangent here. The way to do a Captain and Coke is this. With a red solo cup, it's one shot and one can of Coke. If you mix it right, it tastes just like Dr. Pepper. You will never know. And all of a sudden, you're going to be like, whoa, I'm seeing vapor trails. How did that happen? It was something I learned to do in college. My dad's education money at work.
I will pass, but I'm glad you enjoyed yourself.
And then Sunday was kind of cool because Nicholas is home. I went to get Nicholas on Thursday. So Nicholas is home from college. It was our weekend with him. So we went and saw his sister Sunday because we couldn't go see her Saturday. And we took her and her boyfriend, Logan. We took them out to a nice restaurant. And you know what? I'm going to give them a shout out. Pizza Works in Ballston Spa. Holy cow. Dude, the pizza was incredible. They have a really great restaurant feel. It's like an old garage, but they kept the doors. The food was phenomenal. We're just sitting there, and it was just so neat to sit there with all four of my kids and my nephew and my wife. And, you know, we just had a really, really, really good day. So I was just so thankful. I never sat in front of a computer yesterday, nothing. And Spider-Man, No Way Home comes out on digital tonight. So
it does. Okay. Yeah. I gotta watch that.
It's showing up in my Vudu tonight. And I'm very happy for that. Anything else going on with you this weekend or?
No, Sunday was basically just, you know, errands that we couldn't run on Saturday. So
right.
That took up the majority of the day. So really nothing too exciting happened on Sunday. Just got stuff done around the house. And then today was Monday, so it was work, and work was fine. And now it's this part of the day, which is we do the show, which is always a lot of fun. And looking forward to Wednesday as always.
Yes, because we almost still don't know how tonight's going to go. So this is going to be one of those interesting shows.
But we
do have a show put together. You know, to go into let's go ahead and skip out of Untap and go right into Upkeep. Main one, we're going to be talking the State of Standard again, and then we're going to kind of pivot from there to. And, you know, it's weird because usually we would talk about State of Standard in relation to something like a set championship. But this past weekend, the Neon Dynasty Championship happened and didn't impact Standard at all for one very, very real reason, which we will go over in main one. We then have a combat, which we're talking about absolutely nothing. We just, you know... We could talk about the guy who bought Tom Brady's last touchdown ball for $587,000.
Oh, I hope he kept the receipt on that.
I'd be like, no. You sold me the last touchdown ball. I get his last touchdown ball that he ever throws. It's already sold, and it's mine.
It was like the day before, too. And it's like, oh, my God. Talk about buyer's remorse.
It's almost Tom Brady's like, what, $600,000?
Trolled him so hard.
It's a beautiful thing. Then we're going to talk main two. We're going to kind of – we found out last week from the new Capenna, we kind of buried the lead on that weekly MTG stream this week is actually going to be addressing arena economy as well as competitive play. So we're going to kind of – you know, and we don't know what they're going to say, but we want to do a little bit of speculation on that, kind of try to figure out maybe what's going to be said and what we think. Finally, after that, we're going to talk about the new Capenna winner box. We're pretty sure, in fact, this is what it's going to be. It's standard. And we're going to talk a little bit about that, and then we're going to pivot a little into the Extra Life stuff again. So that's a real complete show. I'll be surprised. We should keep it at an hour anyway. But let's get right into main phase.
Main phase.
All right, main phase. So we have quite a bit of stuff going on tonight. Let's talk a little bit about the State of Standard. Standard is kind of it's still good. It is. It's almost figured out, but it's figured out in almost a paper rock scissor kind of way, where the top four decks, there's only like 2 points really separating them, and so and each one kind of deals with the other one. So, I mean, again, Nye Enchantments is still sitting at the top. And again, this is due to MTG Goldfish. Nye Enchantments is still sitting at top with 13.9. I suspect that is going to go down. The more and more I'm hearing, the more and more I'm reading, that people have figured out that deck and that they've kind of altered mono white aggro a little bit to kind of come under it. Mono white aggro is coming back out of fourth place with a bullet. They're at 12.7. Orzhov mid range kind of took a small tumble there. And Jeskai Control is still holding at 10.1. After that, Boros aggro, which, okay, I'm in. I'd like to see that. Yeah. Rakdos Artifacts, which is kind of like Nine Enchantments, like evil stepsister. you know, Celestia midrange, Naya midrange, and Esper Control, and Izzet Dragons. Those are rounding out the top 10. You know, the mono white aggro deck, especially, I kind of started playing this a little bit in Arena this week. I also kind of jumped into Arena, mostly because I had a lot of the cards I needed for that deck. I can see why people play it. It is a stable build. You get the cards you need, you get what you need off of it, and all that stuff. Hello, dear. Oh, you're not in here, so I can give you your music. I'll just give it to you anyway. Oh, that's Pamela's. Wendy, what went wrong? Oh. So anyway, hello, dear. You want an actual kiss? Oh, well, come here. Because I can't stand up. This is so professional. Hi. I love you. All right. So let's kind of looking at the deck list. I mean, the Wandering Emperor, I think, is the main thing that's kind of made that a little bit better, as well as Valoria's Stance. I mean, what do you think?
I've heard a lot of praise on the design of the Wandering Emperor. People really like the way this card was put together.
I love the way that card was put together. I think that card's gonna be
Doesn't feel like a Planeswalker.
The Wanderer when she came out.
Yeah, but it's in a good way because you can flash her in, yes, and use her ability right away.
Yes.
So I mean she's a really good Planeswalker, and I think they did a fantastic job with the way they put the card together and designed her as well.
Yeah.
I really agree with the way that the praise that people are heaping upon the card. I agree with it. So kudos to the development team on this one.
I will probably buy a playset.
Because I thought I remember seeing that it's starting to appear in older formats.
It is
because of the flash ability and just
Jake talked about being it showing up in Legacy.
Yeah, so I mean, there you go. I mean, it's good to see cards from the new sets making an impact on the older formats,
right?
Because I mean, up until the last couple of years, it was kind of hard for newer cards to break through.
Right.
But I mean, overall for Standard, I think, you know, we've said it for the last couple of weeks. It's in a good place. It feels like it's even more stable than it was a couple of weeks ago.
I agree.
Everything really seems to have settled into, like you said, a good rock, paper, scissors meta where, you have a deck that's
pushed up slightly.
Kamigawa pushed up the power level, which is fine. I mean, you know, it's not like it was really weak, but Kamigawa would definitely give it a good nudge in the direction of increasing the power level. But nothing here is oppressive. Nothing here is really crazy. Everything, you know, there's an answer to pretty much everything that's out there if you're willing to you know, adjust things a little bit to meet your strategy. Like, you know, your sideboards are important as always. So I really, you know, it's, if you're getting into Standard for the first time, you know, this is a good time to do it. The decks are relatively cheap. I mean, the Jeskai Control is one of the more pricey decks. It's $324. But that's not as bad as it was even a year ago, where you could get Standard decks for $500-$600.
Right.
So yeah, it's a good format. It's relatively inexpensive right now. It's in a good place, and I'm sad that they didn't get to showcase it on the in the championship.
And you know what? That Standard, we just talked about it. Well, let's pivot because you kind of gave the perfect pivot. Kamigawa Neon Dynasty's championship happened this week, and I'm so tired of jumping on Wizards' shit, basically, for you know, how they're handling these type of events. But again, okay, no real advertisement. You just said it earlier during the pre-show. You almost didn't even know it was going on until late Saturday.
Yeah, if you don't have like Magic Esports followed on Twitter, you don't know that this is happening, because they're not, you know, it's not really on Reddit that much. They didn't have any ads on like Facebook or anything. There were no ads on websites. Nobody, there were no like preview articles, unless you went to the flagship site, you know. Nobody was really talking about it. And then the formats, I mean, I understand why they did it.
Right.
But it was Historic and Alchemy. So Standard wasn't even a part of this
and
tournament.
That was a mistake, in my opinion, because Alchemy, it's Historic and Historic, because it wasn't Alchemy Standard, was it? It was just Alchemy.
It was Alchemy Standard, I believe.
Oh, it was Alchemy Standard. Okay, sorry.
Alchemy Standard, yeah.
Yeah. And again, I understand why you do it. Okay, I get why you do it. I get that you're pushing Alchemy. And we talked a little bit, I think, about it last week, or we might have talked about it off air, that the numbers for Alchemy, I guess, are looking abysmal. Like, that nobody's playing it. That it's seeing less play than Best of Three. Like,
I mean, that's actually contrary to some of the stuff that I'm seeing. I guess people are saying that Alchemy is fairly popular.
But it was Goldfish talked about it last week during a podcast. They were like MTG, the guys who test who like you can have them keep your deck and they'll check your log file.
The people streaming basically.
No, the trackers, the actual online trackers, like the MTG Arena tracker.
Okay, yeah,
like those things, and they were like, untapped.gg, I think, was the one that was saying it. But they kind of put the numbers out, and they said that basically, it was untapped.gg, and they were saying that Alchemy's not triggering. That people aren't playing it, because there's a lot of thought behind it. The thought being that perhaps, you know, nobody wants to buy a second set. You know, a lot of people feel that, you know, if you buy a standard pack, then you should get the Alchemy cards. And I don't disagree. Is that what happens anyway? I don't know.
Alchemy is a separate set.
Yeah.
So what happens is a standard set's released. You're buying the boosters for those packs. About 30 days later, because they're actually starting to preview the cards now, they released something called, they're releasing Kamigawa Alchemy. So it's a bunch of new cards in booster packs, which is basically a separate set that you have to, that you can't get with rewards. You have to basically buy these packs. And they also rebalance a bunch of the cards from Kamigawa and sets past. And then those rebalanced cards start showing up in booster packs in place of the regular versions of the cards.
Damn.
So, like, the problem I have is the problem I've always had with Alchemy is that there's no opt-out.
Yeah.
You don't have the option not to do it. Unless you're playing regular standard, you have to play Alchemy. Unless you're playing draft, if you're drafting, the regular version of the card shows up still. But in every other format that's outside of standard, you're playing the Alchemy cards whether you want to or not. And the problem I have with the Kamigawa Championship is that apparently viewership was up from the last set championship, which was Crimson Vow.
That's not surprising. Didn't they do it like over a holiday?
Well, it was, I don't know if it was necessarily during a holiday, but it was also not a very well received set.
Right.
It was also, I think, right before some kind of like rotation of something was going on. It was kind of a lame duck thing, which is also kind of what's happening here with Kamigawa. But I guess they averaged somewhere in the mid to upper 7,000s for Crimson Vow as far as peak viewership for that set championship. For Kamigawa, the peak viewership was around 8,000 and change. So it went up, which is good. The problem is that number of 8,000 is still well below, I think, half in some cases or even more of what it was for Pro Tours before Arena came out. I think those events were averaging 10, 15, 20,000 viewers at peak. And this only got about 8,000. And think about how well received Kamigawa was.
Right.
People love this set. It's a great set. I mean, just people are just like heaping praise on this set. And it's very well put together.
Well,
but
I mean, I think for me, what part of it is that you're doing it in Arena still. You're not firing real events, and I'm sorry, I know that arena is a real event, but let's be honest, okay? Paper events, people stop and look at paper because, first of all, if you're looking at the magic, you know, the magic Twitch, you know, area, you see guys throwing cards on the table, you're going to stop. You're going to look because it's not, it's going to catch your eye a lot more than an arena graphic is going to catch your eye.
Yeah, that's subjective, but yeah.
Yeah, it is, but I'm going to stand by that. Likewise, I think, you know, the set championships used to mean a lot too because they would do a limited event with the set championship. So with the set, so the Kamigawa Neon Dynasty limit would have a limited event of either a draft or a sealed.
Which again, they said the limited environment for Kamigawa is one of the best they've ever seen.
And again, they don't do anything with it. Now, I understand, you know, maybe why, but it's, no, I actually don't. I think personally, you know, I like historic and standard because it was like modern and standard. I think you do historic and standard alchemy. Historic is full of alchemy. Standard is full of alchemy. The standard alchemy is alchemy. So it's got the rebalanced cards. You know, it doesn't give you the opportunity to also show what alchemy is buying you. In that, I think if they had played normal standard, okay, and it would have given them a story to tell as far as, you know, Luminar Gasparant or whatever it is there, you know, that got rebalanced. It's Luminar Gasparant, right? Yeah.
Luminar Gasparant.
Yeah, that got nerfed. Okay, you would have an opportunity to say, hey, you know, now you may have saw this yesterday, and Luminar Gasparant and Historic Debt played different because of Alchemy's rebound. I mean, it would have given them an opportunity to also kind of showcase what Alchemy is supposedly doing. But by playing standard Alchemy, they missed that opportunity. Which is kind of what Wizards has been about lately is missed opportunities.
Yeah, and to be clear, I don't dislike alchemy as an idea or as a format. I dislike the idea that since I'm not necessarily interested in it, I don't have the option to not play it if I want to play arena, unless I'm playing regular standard, which right now the standard is good. So if I wanted to play regular standard, I could, which is good.
Right.
But this tournament also had high stakes. I mean, it was a $450,000 prize pool. There were like six invitations to Worlds that were on the line. Jim Davis went undefeated all the way to the finals. I mean, it was a great run for him.
Lost it.
Lost in the final. He pulled a 2007 Patriots. And, like, unless you were like hyper tuned in, you didn't know. And Park Mania in our chat mentioned no advertising equals even higher profits. Not necessarily. I mean, because if you're not getting views, it means people aren't watching ads. If they're not watching ads, you're not getting ad revenue. So you're losing more money if people aren't watching.
Where they were making more money is the fact that coverage is, again, still Maria sitting in her house. Cedric is sitting in his house. You know, it's not like they're sitting somewhere in the middle of a convention center and they have this whole setup and the whole set.
Yeah, and I mean, they're not there yet. And I still have no problem with that. If they feel that it's not time and it's not safe yet to do that. This is a good pivot because they had been so quiet about what the future was going to hold for competitive Magic. I mean, we know Worlds is coming up. We know these set championships are still happening, but we also know it's the last season of the MPL, the last season of the Rivals League, and we don't know what's coming. But now we're finally going to have an idea here in a couple of weeks. They're finally going to talk about this stuff, which is great. I mean, we have to get through a couple of weeks of other MTG weekly streams before that. But I would have loved to have seen them hype this up a little bit, if for no other reason than, you know, there were world slots at stake.
Right.
Is Worlds going to be exclusively an arena again this year? Yeah, it is. I mean, we're going to have to live with that fact that whatever's happening this year is going to be on arena. I don't think we're going to see any big and paper tournaments until 2023, maybe 2024.
Right.
But for now, it's fine. It's just, I mean, like you said, it's a missed opportunity. If they wanted to plug the wonders of alchemy, which again, I can understand its appeal. I can understand why people would enjoy it. But this gives you a chance to see here, okay, in regular standard, here's how these cards operate. We feel like these are a little bit too strong. We want to shake things up a bit. So the next day it's going to be Alchemy. You'll see how the format changes with the new rebalanced cards. Right. You would see mono white basically fall off a cliff because Luminarch Aspirin is terrible now in Alchemy. There's other cards that got pushed up a little bit and to make them a little more playable. They also go through and rebalance the Alchemy cards themselves if they feel like they need to be pushed a little bit more or brought back a little bit. I like the idea of being able to tweak things on the fly. Again, my issue is that I don't have the choice whether or not I want to invest time in that. So if they ever fix that, it's all good. But until then, it's like Alchemy is just sort of like, nobody really asked for this, but all right.
Yeah, you're not wrong. And we'll talk a little bit about what you kind of tiptoed around in Maine too.
Yeah.
Getting back, you're not wrong. Coverage.
It just sucks.
Coverage used to be an event.
It
was something you did on the weekends. It was research. If you wanted to try to become a pro, you'd want to research to be like, what cards are being played? Because you didn't want to wait for deck lists. I don't know what that's going to look like now. It does sadden me a little bit. I miss seeing just, GPs being covered. I miss, they had a coverage schedule where, some of these on-air talent, they were doing things 22 weeks a year. And now they're, it's getting smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. Parkman even mentioned it last week that he thought we should talk about how they're kind of, even Star City Games is laying off pros from writing articles and things of that nature.
The
nature of Magic itself is changing. We are in the middle of a change.
Yeah, I think that's in no small part due to the pandemic.
Right.
Whether they were going to start moving in that direction anyway, that's really going to be 2020 hindsight, looking at it through, rose-colored glasses and all the other cliches like that, because we really don't know. And we probably will never know what they were thinking at that point when everything shut down. But I do know that part of the reason that we haven't seen it is because they couldn't do it.
Right.
I don't think it's necessarily a lack of desire on their part. Without having insider information from corporate, I'm not gonna speculate. But I am glad to see that they did finally make some kind of an announcement of an announcement, like that we'll talk about later.
Right.
But. Hi, babe.
We play the theme music when they pop in.
Yes, exactly. So that was my wife. So, hi, babe. I love you.
It's weird. She showed up. She showed up.
Didn't
on
show up
the
in the restream stuff.
She's not showing. It's weird. She didn't show up in the restream. She didn't show up in the side stream on the right, but she did show up on the main screen. So, all right.
She showed up. That's all that matters. But basically it's just sad to me that nothing's been happening, and I know again that a lot of that is out of their control, and I feel like a lot of people feel the same way I do, in that we understand that nothing can happen right now because of COVID and reasons, fine.
Right.
But talk about it. Let us know what you're thinking of. Let us know, are things in the work? So again, like I said,
we're going to touch on that in a little bit. They do not want our opinion. They want to tell
us
what
don't.
It is.
The one time they listened to us, I feel like they set that up. When they first introduced Historic, they're like, oh, by the way,
the double wild cards.
Yeah, so that went away, but that was after the entire Magic community mutinied against them. I don't see that happening with Alchemy as much as I would love to see it happen with Alchemy. But I don't want them to get rid of it per se. I don't want them to get rid of Alchemy. I want them to be able to just sort of at least, if for nothing else, take Brawl out of the equation. Get or do something so that we can play Eternal format without Alchemy.
Right.
The game, the client can support it. There are enough players to support it. Just do it.
Right.
But the reason that they're not is because with the Alchemy cards, you have to buy the cards through the packs, which means you have to win them. You can't even win them through drafts, I don't think.
Dude,
you have to
Pioneer,
buy them through the store.
Everybody's talking.
Pioneer's
about
never going to happen.
It's
Pioneer's
never
not going to happen.
And the professor kind of put out a video on it, which I find myself agreeing with the professor quite a bit. And I think it was the professor. It might have been somebody else. But I read an article. Oh, it was Saffron Olive. And he was talking about it. Like, that he didn't think they could ever put Pioneer.
He was scared about if they yeah. did, that they would do the same thing like they did with Alchemy.
Yeah.
They would monetize the hell out of it, which probably what they would do, because the way Arena is structured, it's about maximum monetization. Right. It's about microtransactions and making $2 here, $5 there every time you play.
Right.
Whereas on Arena or on Magic Online, they're like, here's the format. You can buy and sell, trade the cards, and sell out when you're done. Can't do that in Arena. You don't own any of this stuff. When they shut off the servers, all that money you sunk in is gone.
Right.
So sunk cost.
Well, let's do this. Let's pay some bills, and then we'll come back into main too. So,
when toxic culture has you down,
when you're just looking to laugh and have fun,
kick back and enjoy watching a video game,
or just make some new friends,
it's time to visit the Geek to Geek Media Network, a community of podcasters, streamers, and bloggers.
Well, more of a family than a community.
All dedicated to geeking out about the things we love. Things like
video games,
Star Wars, beep, 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 comics, beep, movies,
K-pop,
Disney Plus,
Keanu Reeves,
new,
or whatever our community decides is the next best thing.
That's right. We have a great online community on Slack and Discord where we chat about our weekly geekery with listeners and viewers.
And each other.
Yep, and each other in real time. And we can't wait for you to join us.
So come check us out at geek2geekmedia.com.
And escape toxic fandom for something much more...
Keanu?
Yes, Keanu.
Combat phase.
Star Trek Picard Season 2 is the best Star Trek I've seen in a while. Fight!
Main phase.
All right, main phase 2. I won the combat there. It was great. All right, let's talk a little bit. You kind of danced around it, but last week, or maybe the week before even, the three talking heads of Weekly MTG, they mentioned that this week, so this St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, the Weekly MTG stream, they are talking about Arena's economy.
Oh, no.
Yep.
They only promised it like 6 months ago.
Yeah. So, and here's the thing. The fact is this. I mean, the Arena economy
is
universally panned. I don't know anyone who doesn't have Wizards at the end of their name, or, and I'll tell you what, I've got a friend who's a lawyer for Wizards. I should reach out to her and be like, how do you feel about the Arena economy? Because I think even she would say it's fucking horrible. And again, I'm putting words in her mouth. Wizards, do not look at my Facebook, do not try to find my friend, and do not fire my friend, because I'm putting the words in her mouth. But in any event,
I think the best way to describe it is predatory.
A little bit. You know, and it wasn't always this way. Like,
yes,
when,
it was.
When I don't know. When Arena first came out, okay, I don't forget, I played in the beta. And before that, it was great. No, I mean the private beta before the public beta. The private beta, everything was kind of, there was a whole lot of rewards. You couldn't really buy gems. They were there, but they hadn't figured out how they were going to do it yet. And it was so neat. Yeah, we couldn't trade. Yeah, we couldn't dust. But we could do almost anything else. And then the public beta happened and they started monetizing slowly. But they did great things. Like when they introduced Kaladesh, you got one of every card. Not a playset. One of every card. They were like, it's an electronic thing. Here you go. You know, and then somewhere along the line, they stopped. And it's the Mastery Pass came out, and at first it was a great value. It really was, even though all of us hated it because we didn't like how they were making the rewards, and you can only do so many so days. And so you had to play literally every day, or if you didn't, you were basically screwed. Oh, no, if you played every day, you were screwed. You had to play once every 3 days to get all your rewards. They fixed that, and then it just kept getting worse. The value of the Mastery Passes kept going down. The prices kept kind of going up. They started screwing with things. And then they introduced like historic they introduce historic period, and then they introduce historic sets that you had to buy, and then they introduced historic Jumpstart that you had to buy, and then they introduced an entire Jumpstart set that was nothing more than Modern Masters 2 or whatever it was last week, Double Masters and Modern Masters 2. And then now Alchemy. So many ways to dip into your coins and your gems to the point where it's not free to win anymore. Free to play doesn't even exist anymore. There's nothing. I don't know. I could be wrong.
Free to play. The game is still free to play. The problem is if you want to do anything outside of friendly matches, you're going to have to be either really good at draft or get good quick, or you're going to have to spend some money and buy a bunch of packs. And the problem is that for people who don't play every day and don't have a lot of money or a lot of free time, it's really hard to collect everything that you need because you need the wild cards. In order to get the wild cards, you need to open packs. In order to open packs, you need to draft or win the packs through events. In order to do that, you need gems or coins. In order to do that, you got to play and generally win. Like the rewards are so win centric instead of just playing centric that it's hard to make progress just by playing the game. You have to win to make progress.
Yep.
And if you skip a set, good luck.
Yep.
Unless you've somehow built up a bunch of wild cards from other things. Like I have a ton of wild cards stored away and some gems stored away. So like when I come back and start, collecting things again in Arena, I won't be able to get everything, but I'll be able to get a pretty good head start on what I want to do. But for the average player who maybe plays a couple hours a week, say something happens and they couldn't access any of the Kamigawa stuff, and now New Capenna is coming out, they need cards from all of that. I mean, the lands, you need the lands.
Yeah.
If you want to play some lands
are rare. All the good lands are rare.
They're all rares. I mean, that's always been the thing for Wizards anyway, but having it in Arena, it kind of sucks. So, and not being, having to, like when they reprint a rare, like Fabled Passage, you opened four in Thorn and New Eldraine, but you could still open four in the core set that it was in, but you can only really ever use four. So now you have four extra copies of a rare that you can't do anything with. You can't dust it. You can't get rid of it. You can't not collect that card. And then the rewards that they give, if you happen to collect the complete set, like 20 gems for a rare, 40 gems for a mythic, come on.
Yep.
They really incentivize winning the game and playing a lot in order to keep up.
And that's just it. So nobody likes it. It's starting to show. There is talk, like I said, the same thing with the untapped.gg. The numbers were also trending down. A lot of people think that this new Yu-Gi-Oh! Online game
is going to
scare the hell out of Wizards.
I think it already did.
Good. Let it.
I think it already did. Yeah exactly. And good. Because like I said, remember when they launched that day one, it had almost the entire collection of Yu-Gi-Oh! Which is not a small card game. It's a big game like Magic. There's thousands of cards.
And
they launched almost the entire thing.
Yeah. So, and they have dusting and they have all this other stuff. Here's the thing. Here's what I think. What do I think they're going to talk about this week?
And we know it's the Arena economy. This week is the Arena economy, finally, because they had promised this for months.
I don't think, though, they're going to give us an answer. I think they're going to push the can down the road. I think they're going to say, we've got a few ideas. We've been thinking about it. This is what they'll spend the bulk of it going. This is what the economy currently looks like. And then they're going to go out. They may even go Apple on us, okay? Because I don't know how many of you remember when the Apple IV came out, okay? They had what was called AntennaGate, which they've brought the kind of back now. I can actually show you. The iPhone 4s were these square iPhones kind of like this, okay? And they had this little notch here for the antenna that if you held the phone up to your hand and you put it right here, your finger covered the antenna, the call would drop. It was bad engineering. It was not a good. Well, Steve Jobs comes out after what they called AntennaGate. Steve Jobs comes out and he goes on this long-winded rant about how you're not holding the phone right. that it wasn't exactly how they designed the phone to be held, and that even if you hold it the way that you say you're holding it, the call should still go through if this blah, blah, I mean, 1,000 different reasons about why you were wrong. And he would try to re-educate you. And then the end of the whole thing, he said, but if you really think you need it, we will give you a free bumper case. And that's what happened. I'm sorry. I truly believe Wizards is going to come out and go, you're playing Arena wrong. You know what? You're sitting here and saying you have to draft all the time to get your collection. Well, you don't have to. You can do this, this, and this. And then they're going to come out and come up with some half-ass way to get the collections. They'll probably change how the reward system works and the quest system works. I mean, it's the only thing I could think of. What would I like to see? I'd love to see him introduce dusting. Introduce reverse wild cards, in that if I need 8 rares and I have 16 mythics, then give me a 2-for-1. Let me use 2 mythics or 4 mythics to get those 8 rares.
That should go both ways.
Yeah.
Turn two rares into a mythic.
Yes. Like, I would love to see that, and I'd love to see dusting. Do I think it'll happen? Hell no. I think they're going to come out and tell us we're playing Arena wrong. And then I think they're going to tell us, they're going to come up with this half-ass scheme that looks good on paper from day one. And then by day 10, we're all going to sit here as content creators going, wait, this actually just benefits Wizards.
I mean, the economy benefits Wizards to begin with.
Right.
But like I have two viewpoints on this. The cynical side of me is basically going to say Wizards will be out. They'll come out and say, listen, you're complaining about the economy, but you're still playing. If you don't like it, this isn't the game for you.
They're just going to pretend. They're going to Jedi mind trick.
They're going to pull their favorite line. Maybe this product isn't for you.
Oh, Aramis, you might be right.
Maybe that's the cynic in me saying, look, we have the game set up a certain way. There's a certain price structure model and economy that we have built into the game. We really can't change it. If you don't like the way that it runs, maybe this product isn't for you. Maybe you should go to your local game store and play Commander.
Oh my God. Aramis, I think I might subscribe.
I'm gonna click subscribe here. Yeah, and I want to be wrong. I want the eternal optimist in me.
I really hope you are, but I don't think you are.
I know. But the eternal optimist in me is saying Wizards will come out and they'll be like, listen, we've seen the Twitter feeds, we've seen Reddit, we've seen the YouTube videos by Pleasant Kenobi, we've seen all this stuff. We hear you, we're fixing it. Here's our roadmap, like you were saying, here's a roadmap of what we're gonna do. Starting with the next update, this is what's coming. We're going to fix this.
And this we is want the people end goal. To enjoy like, our we game. We can't do it all at once.
That's reasonable. That is right. Reasonable. What I think is going to actually end up happening is probably somewhere in the middle, where they're going to say, we really can't change this. We do hear your complaints. We'll try to fix some things in the periphery, but there's really not a lot we can do. We're sorry. Here's some gold and gems. Like maybe we'll bump the prices up a bit. We'll throw some bonus stuff at you. But there's really not much that we can do right now. But maybe that means that at some point when they do like the next big version update, maybe they'll be like, that's when we can overhaul everything. But for right now, you're gonna have to kind of tough it out. But here's some extra gems and gold.
Like, I could see them adding dusting. At rotation.
I would like to see dusting. I would like to see, like you were saying, wild card conversion. I would like to see true duplicate protection, where if you would get the fifth rare, instead you automatically get a wild card or some actual amount of gems that you could use. 20 gems that's nothing.
I think the wild card would be better than gems. I think a lot of people feel that way.
Well, gems can enter events, gems can buy packs, gems can do things. You know, I mean, like I like the cosmetics. You can get cosmetics, but maybe incentivize those a little less. Redo the mastery pass, make that actually worthwhile again.
Yeah, and I think that will be a part of their roadmap. And
I am glad they're finally talking about it.
Yeah,
I'm just hoping that after all these delays and kicking it down the road, like you were saying, they've been doing this for months, saying, "Yeah, we hear you. Years. It's coming.
Years. Yeah. People have been bitching about this for years.
Right, but they only started mentioning it a few months ago. But I'm hoping that the reason that they kept pushing and delaying was they actually had something that they were working on. They just didn't want to talk about it yet. I'm hoping that's what it is. I'm not super confident because, again, this is Wizards. And I hate dogpiling on them. I really do. But it's just... God, it's hard not to.
We've watched The Phantom Menace. We've watched Attack of the Clones. We're about to walk into Revenge of the Sith. We're hoping that it's everything we want, but we're prepared for absolute shit show. And what we end up with is probably a pretty decent thing, but it's not what we wanted to see. That's kind of how I feel.
Yeah, I'll say this. The bar is incredibly low.
Yeah.
It's like basically touching the ground. So if they trip over this, I mean, come on.
I would like to see, like I said, the more I think about it, yeah, the wild card conversion. Here's what I think that I could see them doing is they could say, okay, yeah, we fucked up historic with alchemy. Okay, we fucked up alchemy. Okay, we can't back away from that. And no, we understand that you don't like alchemy in historic. Okay. But historic is what happens to your cards when they rotate out. So at rotation, that gives them 4 months, they say, at rotation, we're going to introduce dusting. And you can either alchemize your cards or dust your cards. And they'll incentivize alchemy. They will. They'll dust it for, if it's a rare, it'll take two rares to make one wild card, probably.
I don't know if I like that, though, because, like... In historic, you know, we'll use Luminarch Aspirin as an example.
Right.
If that's the case, you either play the Alchemy Luminarch Aspirin or you don't play Luminarch Aspirin at all, right? Is that right. What you're saying?
Yeah, because that's what's going to happen. Or you dust Luminarch Aspirin.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Because
that's what dusting is, though.
If you dust it, you lose it out of your collection.
Right.
Which means you can't play it anywhere.
But then you can buy it again if you decide you want to play it again.
But it's going to be Alchemy.
So it's going to be alchemy anyway. You can't play Luminarch Aspirant after September. You cannot play the printed card version of Luminarch Aspirant anymore in Arena.
Unless it's a friendly match, but that's
unless it's
different.
A friendly match. And right. And that's another thing. You know what? Friendly matches, open it up. For the friendly matches, let people make a friendly deck with all the cards that lets them test.
Well, they do that, but you know what they need to do? They need to fix the matchmaking system.
Oh, no fucking shit. You ain't kidding.
The challenge system, that needs to be
standard
fixed.
For the win a box. And I think we're going to go ahead and pivot on that because we're at an hour almost. But yeah, definitely check out that thing on Thursday. The win a box.
Well, just real quick before that, yeah. I will mention the following week, the following Thursday. So this Thursday, it's Arena Economy.
Right.
The following Thursday, they're going to talk about Commander Legends 2.
Ooh.
And I think they're going to do a couple of sneak peeks on that.
Right.
The following week is going to be the stream about competitive play. So you do not want to miss that one. I'm really curious to see because Huey's going to be on that.
Right. I thought Huey was going to be on this at the end.
No, this one's just the Arena Economy. Huey's going to be on the 21st.
Okay, so... The 21st is next week.
Or the 24th, I'm sorry. Okay. Or whenever, 28th.
29th, yeah, 28th, whatever. All right,
Like that. It's coming. Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about the Winnabox. So here's what's happening. I am going to put together in the tournament system the Winnabox starting next week, next Monday. We'll announce it to the patrons. Patrons will get first shot. All right, Aramis, let me ask you this. Every time we've done standard, we've tried to do 32 and we fill about 18. Mm-hmm. For the win a box and we're doing standard, 16 or 32?
32, because the last couple times we did standard was a dumpster fire.
Yeah, but...
And I think standard's in a better place now. And you know, again, saying it's cheap doesn't apply to Arena. But I think the format is varied enough and balanced enough where people aren't bitching and moaning about one particular matchup or one particular card. Because remember the one time we tried to do it was in the middle of Emergent Ultimatum.
Yeah, and we're going to say...
Everybody hated that deck.
And here's the deal. I'm saying this right now. I'm going to put this out there. The standard decks are paper standard. If it has an A on it, I don't want... It's not in the set. It needs to be... And we'll call it paper standard, so it needs to be from one of the standard sets.
Traditional standard.
Yeah. It is not going to be... Well, no, because even traditional standard, remember, we ended up seeing a couple of those weird cards that they released arena only. No arena only cards, no alchemy cards. It's paper what standard. Was in the sets. So yeah,
paper standard.
All right, so you think 32.
Yeah, we'll go...
Let's put it into the thing, too. I mean, the... Here's the thing. Our patrons would be like, 16! But, I mean, yeah. All right, because I hate buys, that's all.
I know. But all right, think, so 32. I feel like this will have a better chance. I think we have a better chance of filling 32 than we... I'm not saying that we will fill 32. Maybe we won't. But I feel like we have a better chance of filling 32 with this standard field than we have with previous right. standard fields.
And I think I'm kind of done with... advertising in Reddit and I know it should be an outreach, but I kind of like that our win a box goes to one of our people. You know, I don't know. We could talk about that. Because, I mean, in previous sets, except this last time, I used to make an advertisement and I'd put it in every Facebook group I was in. I'd throw it up on Reddit a couple of times. And a few people have trickled in from that. It's an interesting idea. I'd be interested to find out what people think. But I like the idea of giving our box to somebody who listens to our show. I don't know. It's something to kind of consider. You know what? I'll put it in the producer's lounge. Because, yeah, if you're a producer, there's a special Discord channel that, unless you're a producer, you don't get to be in. So, yeah, I'll throw it in there and see what they think. But so signups are going to start next week for any level of patron. If you're a $1 patron, you can sign up next week. It's going to go in the Patreon channel inside Discord. And the only ones who are going to be able to see the tournament channel are patrons in Discord. So make sure that if you are a patron, your Discord and Patreon are linked. That being said, I mean, we're set on that, right? It's standard.
It's standard. It's standard. Standard's actually in a good spot right now, so I want to see what it does.
Okay. Standard it is. So best of three, standard, two, you know, sideboards, the whole nine. Yep. All right. Now let's pivot to our last thing. We've kind of talked a little bit about it, but this is going to be a hot topic going forward until the event. Extra Life is an organization designed to help Children's Miracle Network hospitals. Now, we have decided to do the one in Albany, and I can't remember the name of it to tell you the truth. It's got a very weird name. It's named after somebody important, I know. But here's the deal. Huh?
Yeah, I'll find it for you.
Yeah. Bernard and Millie Dewar Children's Hospital. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing. Don't get me wrong. I thought very seriously about doing Strong Children's Hospital. But when I thought about the fact that my son, you know, it's Wendy's son, it's my stepson, almost died. And they performed open heart surgery on him at 9 days old and saved his life. And he is now 16. Is huge. So we're doing it to that hospital because I owe them my son. It is going to be a Commander Craft broadcast. So it's our other show. We are going to be looking for players. So if you've ever played with us, and it's going to be different formats of Commander. We're going to start with CEDH in the afternoon. First game or two is going to be CEDH. And then it'll move to our normal Commander Craft where it's going to be any number of power levels. And then we might end the night on some precons, you know, just to let people get in. I want to get as many people as want to play in.
If you've played with us or have ever wanted to play with us.
Mm-hmm. And I'm tempted to say, you know, I don't know. All right, Aramis, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Do we make them donate to play?
No.
Okay.
We should never make donating compulsory.
I know. Can we give them a bump if they do, or if they get donors? If you could tell us, like, you got 10 donors, you started 50 life.
No. I've always felt like something like this, there should never be any pressure
right
on the person to donate. If you have it, that's awesome. Like right. I said, if you don't, but you still want to support us, there's ways you can do it.
Right.
So, you know, do what you can, if you can. I mean, right now, you know, things are tough, you know, the economy is the economy.
Gas prices are out of this fracking world, man. I get
gas
it.
Gas prices are what they are. everything else is getting more expensive. I get it. So if you want to donate but you can't, I understand. I mean, it's fine. There are other ways you can help.
But then
so,
be aware, volunteer, find a way to help out. You know,
that's what I was going to say. Yeah, please. There's other ways to pay it forward.
Right.
So, but if you want to donate, please, yes, thank you. And we appreciate every penny that we get.
And the link is in our Discord.
For a good cause.
Yep. On the main page.
Link is in the Discord. We're going to be throwing that link all over the goddamn place for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And you know, in the end, whether you donate or not, but you still want to play, you get to play Commander, which is fine. You get to play Magic. It's always a good thing.
So that is happening a week from Saturday, so the 27th.
26th of March.
Yes. Starting at 1 p.m. Eastern. So, Jamie, I'd love to have you. You are a producer, and you always have great insights. So if you could play, because we're doing it at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on a Saturday, love to have you, brother.
1 o'clock till the cows come home.
Yep. So for you, 1 o'clock, and he's 5 hours. So 6 o'clock, you know, Greenwich Mean Time. I'm really hopeful that we see a lot of people doing that. Like I said, it is near and dear to my heart. My son was saved. You know, I mean, there's no way around it. My boy was saved. And he's, all right, there are three kids. I'm a stepdad. But let's be honest. He was 9 when I came into the family. I'm the closest to him. I don't have favorites.
I mean,
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Although sort of my daughter is giving me her old Switch, so she's kind of moving up. All right.
bribery gets you everywhere. So to the folks who are interested in playing, I would recommend now, you've got a couple weeks to get this put together. If you don't have a webcam, you can still use your cell phone. You just have to find a way to get it mounted. There's plenty of tutorials
and get
on
another device, because as we've seen with Justin,
yeah,
to not be able to change your life total and stuff, please, you know, you can use a laptop and the phone acts as your webcam, I think. So
yeah, there's a lot of, you can go on to, I think even Spelltable on the website, they have ways you can get things set up. There's Reddit threads. You'd have to probably do a Reddit search, because this really blew up around the beginning of the pandemic. But if you have a way to get your camera set up over your table so you have a direct view of your playmat with decent lighting, find yourself a mic if you have one. It could be your webcam mic too. I mean, just, we want to make sure that
I'm going to go ahead and show this. $4 over, you see my table there, $4 for that little gooseneck at Walmart. And my camera's in the middle, like, because I have multiple cameras. That's my Commander setup.
Mine costs $0.
Yeah.
All right. So I have two of the 800 card BCW long boxes, the small ones. I stand them up on the ends. I put a couple of secret layer boxes standing on that. I put a yardstick on that, and the camera just rests in the middle. And I mean, you guys see the shot that I have every week.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a little blurry for the second game on Saturday night, but I think that was just a camera setting issue.
No,
I don't think
I was
that had anything to do with my setup.
I figured it was just me drinking.
But what we're looking for is, you know, obviously we're going to be streaming this. We're not looking for the highest quality broadcast, but we want to be able to click on your cards and see what they are on Spelltable. And then I know Will's going to have something else where he can put the card on the screen,
which I do.
We want to make sure that it's watchable for people. So
watchable,
we don't normally
entertaining, come with some stories, come with ideas,
come with fun decks.
Yeah. Come with fun decks. I want to see, you know, a plus. I want to see, the CEDH. We're going to allow, I don't know, Aramis, what do you think? $900 of proxy. How about that?
Just allow proxies. If you want a proxy.
I don't know that I want him to proxy the whole damn deck, but.
Well, I mean, because $900 is only 3 dual lands.
There you go. But it's 3 dual lands. If you think you need 3 dual lands, or it's one guy's cradle, and a guy's cradle can completely change your deck.
That's not even a guy's cradle. They would need to double that to get a guy's cradle.
All right, $1,800. Whatever the cost of a guy's cradle is, do you think you need a guy's cradle or $1,800 in proxies?
Nah, just don't put a dollar limit on it. If you want to proxy the deck, I mean, myself personally, I'm not going to proxy, but that's just me.
Right.
I have no issue with it.
I proxy the dual lands now because Dave gave me these really cool Zendikar looking dual lands. And he gave
them
to me,
nice.
And they're proxies. They look fantastic. I'm using them because why the hell not?
Like if I ever got a, I mean, I'm never going to be able to afford dual lands unless I save up for them individually over.
But
like,
if you got years. Proxies like this, you might.
If I got proxies, honestly, I'm not sure I would use them in my decks. I might use them for my cube.
Yeah.
But I could pull them out for a deck if I wanted to. But either way, like, we want you to be able to play. Right. So I don't want budget to be an issue for like any of it, you know?
And so, again, if CEDH is not your thing, that's going to be game one. And then game
two,
the beginning, go back to
normal. The beginning of the stream is going to be more CEDH focused, although, you know, it'll depend on what players are available.
Right.
If we only have CEDH players for one game, then the second game, sure, will be regular commander, and we might bounce back to CEDH if another CEDH group comes in. You know, I'm open to sort of going back and forth among the formats. Like, if we end up doing pre-cons earlier and going back to other decks, that's fine. But there's going to be a portion that has CEDH. There's going to be games that have regular, you know, mid-level commander. There's going to be games with pre-cons. So,
yep. And what I'm doing I'm going to put together a Google form. It'll be on the site. I will put it on through Twitch even. I will throw it on all of our social media. Go to this form to sign up. You won't necessarily sign up for a time, but I'll ask things like, do you want to play CEDH? Do you want to play EDH? Do you want to play casual? Do you want to play pre-con? You know, is there a time that does not work for you on that day? You know, is there a period of time? You know, hey, I like to have dinner with my kids on these weekends because I'm a single dad or I'm divorced dad, and 5 to 7 on Saturday, I can't play. Okay.
We want to be, we want to be as accommodating as possible. We want to get as many games in as possible.
And I don't want to be like scrambling at 3 o'clock in the afternoon going, oh, we need a player.
Right.
You know, and I'll ask for subs. I'll ask for people to be like, hey, you know, you don't have to be watching. You don't have to be around, but just, you know, have your Discord on you so that I can hit you up at a moment's notice.
Keep your notifications open. Yeah. Keep the volume on your device up.
And
so
that
you can get
and that might be more producers. That's what you producers are for. And I'm thankful for you guys. And I think our producers feel that way anyway. Like, it's weird. Like Jake the other day was like, I'm a producer. I bought a pre-con. What do you want? He's like, I'm a producer. That's what I do. I'm like, you're a producer because you're a certain level of patron, but yet you also feel like you. Okay.
Yeah, we want to jam a bunch of games, guys. Yeah. We want to have a great afternoon for a great cause. So hit the link,
Jake.
Drop a donation, get a camera set up if you don't have one already. Like I said, it's really easy to do if you don't have a lot of money. I mean, you could find these crafts. Like, you could cut up a cardboard box. There's tutorials for this stuff all over the internet.
And the stuff we wouldn't tolerate because I sound like a dick. On Wednesday night, we may tolerate on Saturday. Like, okay, I have a laptop webcam and my angle is going to be over my table. Okay.
We'll make it work.
We'll make it work.
We're asking for a little bit of effort, but we're not requiring it. If you can't do it, you can't do it. We're not going to.
Because here's the thing, guys, it's for the kids. Okay. I have signed up our Extra Life with Geek to Geek, and I am going to advertise the living hell out of this in Geek to Geek. I'm going to advertise the living hell out of this on my social media. I'm going to advertise the living hell out of this out of every Facebook group I can do. Okay. I'm going to go through and do that step. So I just want to make sure we have players. I just want to make sure we have people. And this is an opportunity. Look, I mean, Aramis and I never intended to build a community, I don't think.
No.
But
happy side effect.
it's not even a happy side effect. It's become the focus of what we're doing. All right. This show is nothing without you listeners. This show is nothing without you at all. And I don't mean patrons. I mean listeners. I mean consumers of our content. And I love the fact that you all go into the Discord and help each other with deck lists. I love the fact that you all sit there and help each other become better players, because we're all casuals and we're all, you know, we're all just playing to play. I'm so heartened by that. And I don't mean to be like jumping onto like some soapbox. So, but this is what it's for. Okay. I love the fact that we're coming around each other and helping with decks, but here's where I'd like to see us really take that next step. We're going to help kids. All right. And whether or not you have kids, all right, we all were one at some point. Some of us, maybe yesterday. Still,
I still gladly act
right,
my shoes.
So this helps children's hospitals, which are an amazing organ, you know. So yeah, like, please come help us, come alongside us on this.
Help us like do
said,
the thing.
I'll be putting a form together. It'll be exciting. So I'm excited to see what happens that day. There's a reason we moved CEDH from last Wednesday to this day. I want this to be an event. So soapbox put away. Any last thoughts, Aramis?
Come out, come play, have a good time for a good cause. That's yes. Come on, let's do it.
And yes, so, and on that note.
End step.
All right, as Aramis and I roll up our playmats, put our cards back in the boxes, take the pizza boxes over to the trash, because damn it, your mother still does not work in this Spencer Gifts. She's too busy trying the product in the back corner. Wink, wink, Ooh. Nudge, nudge. We have a Twitch channel where we stream all sorts of content. Look up the Planeswalkers Podcast channel on Twitch, and there you'll see all the shows we do on both Magic and other geeky games. You can also follow me on Twitch at MindCrime73, where occasionally I'll play DC Universe Online. I've been playing RuneScape quite a bit. I just haven't streamed a lot of it. But yeah, we're looking to kind of enhance that, and if certain rental agencies come alongside us, there'll be a lot more stuff on Twitch. So... Planeswalkers Podcast on Twitch.
If you'd rather interact with us in a more real-time fashion, you can join our Discord. Our Discord is located at discord.planeswalkerspodcast.com. Great community, like we were just talking about. We love you guys. It's really, I mean, it's such a great place to hang out. We're going to hopefully, like Will was saying, get some more pickup games of Commander going here as the times go on. This is where you go to sign up for our Winnabox. It's where you go to sign up to play Commander Craft on Wednesdays. Awesome folks there. You get help on decks, other topics, anything. Just discord.planeswalkerspodcast.com. Go check it out. And if Twitter is more your speed, you want to follow us that way, you can find us on Twitter. We're hoping to tweet. We're going to be tweeting about this event for sure, but I'm going to try to make sure I keep up with the tweeting. I sort of slacked Absolutely. Off on that again, but
it's okay.
I'll get back
Heaven
on
forbid
that.
You have a real life.
Yeah, I know. But our Twitter is @planeswalkerpod.
All right. And my personal Twitter is @WRBenson. I don't tweet there very often, but... You might, you know, I tend to be on Twitter just to kind of follow various things. And I might have been following some news about certain people who do I Hate Your Deck, but we're not going to talk about that. And, of course, you can always follow us on Ouch. Facebook. Just wow. go to facebook.com/Planeswalker. Like and follow our page there. And don't forget as well, we do a playcast on Wednesdays where we play Paper Commander live. Tune in on all of our channels Wednesday nights around 7. We are still looking for 2 players. Sign up in our Patreon channel for the next, I don't know, 12 hours. And then tomorrow morning, if you're just a regular listener, sign up on our Discord. We'd love to have you. It's called Commander Craft, and it'll be Wednesday around 7.
And finally, you can send an email to the show. We'll read it on the air. And depending on what it is, maybe react, maybe laugh with you, at you. I don't know. We'll see.
I'll always pick on you.
But at any rate, there are 3 email addresses you can use to contact the show. The first email address goes to both of us. It is podcast@planeswalkerspodcast.com. If you'd like to email one of us individually, you can get to Will at will@planeswalkerspodcast.com. My email address is Aramis, A-R-A-M as in Michael, I, S as in Sam, @planeswalkerspodcast.com.
All right. And on that note, we want to thank you guys for hanging out with us tonight. It went a little over, but that's okay. We'll be back here on Wednesday night for Commander Craft, and then we will be back next Monday with episode 135. We hope you guys hang around. We hope you stick around. And thank you very much for being listeners. Thank you very much for consuming our product. And for Aramis Perez, this is Will Benson reminding you to remember to keep some of your mana untapped, because you never know when you need it. Take care and have a great week. Oh, bye now.